It's very interesting. When I watch those shows, there will always be someone on the show where I think, how on earth did you even think you should be on this show? And I mean, we all shout at the television. And I saw an episode of The Voice a couple of weeks back or something. And there was a girl who got through. And I was amazed because I always thought singing in tune was one of the most important things. I always thought it always helped if you're going to be a singer. But then again, look at people like Lou Reed. Who was so charismatic. Look at people like Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
You know, and even Frank sings a bit flat in a couple of places. So it's all down to character and performance. Mm. And there are people that if you've got the charisma to do it. I'm glad shows like that exist because it does give the opportunity, but people shouldn't think that being on that show is the open way to a career. Overnight success takes about 25 years. You know, and it may mean you start 10 and don't get it till you're such and such. But you need that groundwork. You need to do those sweaty gigs. You need to do the social clubs. You need to have been ignored, universally ignored. There was a great thing on that David Bowie interview where the first time they went glam rock, and he said their wives and girlfriends made them these suits out of silver foil and things like this, and they went glam rock for the first time, and they said it was so bad, we were so ignored, they didn't even bother to boo us. Now that's David Bowie.
Yeah.
You know, but he just believed in his own talent. So basically, you have to believe in your own talent. Another line that I use at jazz workshops is, if you want to be a jazz musician and you want to have a career in this business, it is called show business, you know, that we're in. It's a business. So you have to have as much of a business head as an artistic head.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to understand that if someone books you for something, A, you've got to turn up. B, you've got to be on time.
Mm.
C, you've got to play the appropriate music for the job, otherwise you won't get booked again.
Yep.
And you've got to do that groundwork, and you will be knocked back. But it's like being a double glazing salesman, being a musician. You're basically trying to sell something to someone that may not necessarily want it. They sort of want it, but they might not realise how good yours is.
Mm.
But at least the product you're selling is something you believe in 100%.
Yep. Yep, definitely. And I knew today, I did say to you, I said, Derek won't be late.
Yeah.
Because he's a musician, he's a top musician. He won't be late. He won't turn up at, like, you know,
actually,
half past 11.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Do you know that the M25 is closed, luckily, in the opposite direction?
Oh,
and
right.
I had to come over Dartford Bridge. And I had a nightmare. I'm going to tell the truth here, because I did a gig last Monday in Clacton.
Yeah.
And I set off at 2:30 in the afternoon to get there for a 4:30 sound check for a 7:30 show in Clacton. And I got there at 9:05.
Oh.
Oh, and that took me 5.5 hours of total gridlock traffic. And that will happen. You can't leave five and a half hours extra. I think leaving at 2:30 in the afternoon for a 7:30 gig that's 70 miles away is okay.
Yeah.
And you will get. So I apologise to the people of Clacton. I turned up, I did the second set and got a big round of applause. It was very embarrassing. But there was nothing we can do. And luckily with mobile phones. So at least, you know, the band leader knew at 3 in the afternoon that we might be in trouble. He knew at 5 in the afternoon when I'd missed the get-in time. I was seriously in trouble because I was still on the same round about 1/2 mile before Dartford Tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the worst I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And I have spent nights on the M25 overnight, snowed in as well and things like that. But at least I didn't miss anything. But, no, do your best. Mobile phones make it much easier to solve a few problems like that. But, be professional. Try and turn. Try and wear the right clothes and try and play the right kind of music. Smile and be grateful. But you're only as good as your last gig, and you will have to work at it. Don't expect the world to give you a musical living just by sitting at home.
Yes, exactly. If you don't go out there, you never know.
Yeah.
There you go, Sebastian. There we go. You're learning stuff today, aren't you? This is what a great week two work experience.
Best
one of the top
week,
saxophone players in the country. That's great. Now, we're going to be playing another track here, Sax Appeal. This is Funkadine. Is that Funkadine?
Funkadine, yes. It's a word I invented. The actual Funkadine came from when I was writing this album. Because, again, I see myself as much as a writer as a player. In fact, I'd like to almost be remembered. Some of my tunes are getting out there and people are beginning to do covers of them. And, in fact, I was so excited last week. Sebastian de Crom, my drummer from the Acoustic Quartet, said, I'm doing the auditions for Leeds College of Music, where he's a professor. He said, I'm doing the auditions next week and someone is playing one of your compositions as their audition piece. Mm. Now, that's a wonderful thing,
yeah,
to think that there's a student out there likes one of my tunes so much, he thinks by playing that as audition is a way of getting him. I mean, that's a massive compliment to me. Yeah. I love that. So, Funkadine, I spent a night in Aberdeen. We were on the Jules Holland tour. Mm. It was cold and very grey and very wet, and I just didn't realise quite how... what a groovy place Aberdeen was, and it was wild. There were wild parties going on outside the window. And I got obsessed by this particular piece of music I was writing, and it was a funky tune written in Aberdeen, so it became Funkadine.
Yeah.
So that was the name of the album. But the tune we're going to play is the Sticky Finger Boogie, which I originally wrote for Ben Waters, who's a fantastic young boogie-woogie piano player, much in the mould of Jules Holland. In fact, Jules admires him so much, he played piano at Jules Holland's wedding.
Oh, right.
So that's that, and I've, throughout all the 12 years I've been working with Jules, I've never seen any other piano player invited to take over the piano, apart from his own brother.
Yeah.
But Ben. Ben is the only one he's invited on stage and let him play piano. So that's a huge commendation from Jules. So I wrote the thing for Jules. So I decided to expand it to Saxpeel, my 8-piece band, 5 saxophones, piano, bass, drums. Running for a long time. Had a lot of fun with it over the years. We're playing up at the Stables in Wavendon, John Dankman's place, quite soon. So that should be good. And we're over the water at the Ship Theatre in Sevenoaks in March, 6th of March, I think it's Sunday, coming up. So, and I've been talking to Jules and I said, oh, I did this track with Ben. And I'd love you to come and play on it at some stage. Jokingly, I said to Jules, he said, all right, okay, if you'd like me to, that would be fine.
Yeah.
And sure enough, up turned Jules in my studio. He knew my studio by then because there's another... I'm sorry, I'll tell stories all day. How about this for a story? We go out to Jules's own studio in Greenwich to record a track for one of the Sirens of Song album with Jesse J. And we all turn up and the whole band's there, and a power supply explodes in his studio and the desk isn't working and the tape machines aren't working and nothing's happening. And although we can reschedule the band, Jessie J is one of these women that if you booked her for 3 hours, that's it. I think she was off to Japan the next day and this, you have her for that time slot. And what are we going to do? I said, well, I've got a studio 10 miles down the road. I've got a grand piano.
Yep.
It's all mic'd. It's ready. There's nobody in there today because I'm here. So the whole Jules Holland band, the rhythm section, decamped and came down to my recording studio. And so did Jessie J. My wife freaked. I said, Jessie J's coming in half an hour. Is that all right? Said,
get the tea on.
Get the tea on, yeah. So they all came to my house. And that track on the Sirens of Song album was actually recorded in my studio.
Oh.
So Jules had been to my studio. He respected the piano. I've got a Steinway grand piano there. He liked the piano. They used that on the track that went out, the Sirens of Song album. So he came over. And he guested on a track for me, which is very lovely and fantastic.
This is fabulous. This is Sticky Finger Boogie. Was absolutely fantastic. If you want to get a copy of that, that is Saxapeel Funkadine, and that track was Sticky Finger Boogie with the amazing Jules Holland, who is just fabulous. But the whole band is just, and I bet you do that live and it's exactly the same, isn't it? Exactly the same.
Actually our regular piano player with Saxapeel is a local guy called Pete Adams, who's just not far from here at all. He is such an amazing piano player.
Yeah.
And in fact, he takes that track and makes it his own. He's such a powerhouse of energy. He's Yusuf Islam, or Cat Stevens, formerly Cat Stevens. He's his musical director, and he's been on the X Factor in the band.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a wonderful, amazing player. So it's worth it. Come see us. Come see Saxapeel.
So you've got all the gigs coming up. You've got loads and loads of gigs. As you said, you've got it's probably over 100, I think, on the website at the moment.
Something like that.
It's all the W's, DerekNash.com. You're also on Twitter at Derek Nash Sax as well, where people can find out more. You also download or get copies of the album. But a message in for somebody saying, do you know Joe Green.
Joe Fuchs, I know Joe Green. What?
I think you might be a relative. Let me just have a quick, because somebody's just in the question. Do you know Joe Green? Which is a very strange thing to ask, but let's
not
have a look.
It's not ringing any bells immediately. But
Peter Green from Fleetwood Mac. It's nephew, plays saxophone.
Well, Right? Peter Green. I did play on a couple of Peter Green's albums with a splinter group.
Right.
That all came from the Gambler Soul Survivors, the band I'm playing with tonight. Their keyboard player, Roger Cotton, was with Peter Green and the splinter group, and I did play on a couple of their albums.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to remember which ones they are now. Sometime ago. This is what happens.
See, this is what, Tony, you're sending these random questions like that. You're putting off my guest. He's got his own show. Do you know what I mean? Just forget about it. So you've got the gig coming up at the 8th of March at the Bardswell Social Club in Brentwood. Get the right name.
Yeah, that's with the acoustic quartet. And that will have David Newton on piano. Now, David Newton has already won 13 British Jazz Awards for Best Pianists. He was Stacey Kent's piano player for years. Amazing, beautiful, melodic piano player. And the rhythm section is Jeff Gascoigne, who you've heard on two things, and Sebastian de Crom. And they were Jamie Cullum's bass and drums for 7-8 years, did all the famous stuff, Hollywood Bowl, Carnegie Hall, and they now work with Michel Legrand. Sebastian works with Ray Gilardi and the Giants of Jive. They're all over the place.
And the 24th at Southend?
That's the Picante Latin Band. Yep. We heard the Corona track, and that will be with my partner Dominic Ashworth, my partner in crime. He composed everything with me. He's a British Jazz Award-winning guitar player. Mark Cecil, local boy, hero. Yes. But this time we have the fabulous Robin Jones on percussion, who's really one of this country's longest established percussion players. So it's a proper dancing Latin gig. John Crawford on piano. Local boy Andy Staples on bass. So that's a dancing night at the Maritone Rooms.
If there was anybody that... I know you've mentioned about some musical heroes, but if there was anybody that, alive or dead, who would it be and why?
Wow. You know, I'd love to just sit with a Count Basie orchestra. I wouldn't even have to do a solo. Just sit in the sax section.
Yeah.
Or Duke Ellington. Either of those two. That'd do.
Yeah.
That'd do. I wouldn't even have to do a solo. Just allow me to sit in there. I got close, not to actually playing, but experiencing what that'd be like. When I was early days as a sound engineer, the Buddy Rich Big Band used to play on the Wogan Show.
Yeah.
And I was just in the sound crew. But to be stood in the middle of that, and it took me back to being when I was 12 years old with my dad standing in the middle of the Northern Dance Orchestra.
Yeah.
And that magic moment where the conductor took my hand as a 12-year-old and made me conduct the orchestra. And, you know, that kind of, you hear the power of a big band. And that's what you get working with Jules. I'm now in the middle of this incredible engine and the volume and the power and the excitement. It's such a wonderful thing to be in a big band. Yeah, let me just do one gig with the Count Basie Orchestra. I'd be happy.
Thank you so much for coming in today. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio. We must mention about the Essex Jazz, Easter Jazz course,
of course,
that's going to take place.
I think that's 4th, 5th, 6th and 7th of April, and that's going to be I can't remember what
it's the Brentwood School,
it's
isn't
the Brentwood
it?
School, which
Brentwood
is a fantastic
school.
Place, great facilities. And if you're a budding piano player, we have Jason Rebello doing it this year, and he's been Sting's piano player for the last few years. So if you want to get some tips from Sting's piano player, come down on the course.
Yeah.
Being in the right place, and eventually one of them will be the right time.
Yes. There you go. See? There you go, Sebastian.
That's a good quote.
So thanks very much for coming in. Don't forget, if you want to find out more about Derek and the gigs as well, it's all the W's, DerekNash.com. Thanks very much for coming in.
Great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Huge fun.
Thank you.
Thanks. Right, 12:36, you're listening to Michelle Ward and you're listening to the lovely Sebastian. We'll be back in a while after this.